On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's International Fraud Awareness Week, and we've teamed up with Bank of Ireland to help educate and inform as to how to protect our online profiles and to land a simple message: stop, think, check. Over half of adults say they've encountered a scam in the past year, with almost a quarter saying they lost money as a result. And joining me now as part of Fraud Week to talk about how we can avoid scams in the run-up to Black Friday, which is approaching, and Christmas, which is also rapidly approaching, we're joined by Dr. Mary Aiken, a professor of cyber psychology. Mary, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat.
So how prevalent are they? I mean, we all have got those odd emails, first of all from Nigerian princes, and then much more sophisticated than that.
The point is that when we get to a point where more than half the world has encountered a scam last year, that's not a trend. That's an epidemic. So the Global State of Scams 2025 report, which was a survey of 46,000 adults in 42 markets, found that over half had encountered a scam.
Now, a sample that size is so big, it's got to be accurate.
It's robust, yeah. Statistically robust, yeah.
So the nature of the scams, I mentioned those emails from years ago, which we all learned to laugh at after a while. It's no laughing matter now because the scams are so persuasive, you can easily be taken in.
They are. And the difference now is the use of what's called dark AI. And it's effectively organized crime groups using AI to facilitate scams. So what you have in the run-up now to Christmas, when about a third of people will be doing their shopping online, you have two types of scams that we need to be particularly careful about at the moment. One is purchase scams, and that's where fraudsters can create fake websites, ads, and social media profiles mimicking genuine brands. And they're using AI to do that. So they're extremely plausible.
How do you find out then, if you're looking at a website that you think is a well-known retailer, for example, and it's not, it's a fake, but how can you tell it's a fake?
Well, you have to do your homework, basically, and you have to be very discerning. You can do all sorts of things like look at the URL, look for discrepancies in the website, look where something feels a little off. You know, the retailers that you go to, your go-to, should have a very specific address that you can log on to from, you know, multiple different means.
Now, the scammers will probably try to almost mimic the address. Just one or two little details, a colon or a dash or whatever in there to distinguish themselves from the real one.
And as I say, you've got to think like a profiler. You've got to get in and forensically examine. If you want to shop online and you want a carefree shopping experience, then you've got to always verify what you're dealing with. The second type of scam is investment scams. And, you know, these are scams that are widely circulated on social media. And this is even more sinister because you can have deepfakes, synthetic media, fake celebrity or expert endorsements that look extremely plausible. And people can basically be, you know, this is very sophisticated social engineering. And there's a perception that if you're listening to this radio show and it's Pat Kenny speaking and you endorse something or advertise something, then people feel protected because they're advertising codes and standards. And that same feeling passes into the online domain, but you do not have the same level of protection.
So we have seen, and David McWilliams spoke to us on this program about his experience where they created a fake David McWilliams, which was not 100% persuasive if you know David, but for people who are casually acquainted with David, was quite persuasive. And he had great difficulty in getting that taken down.
Yes, I mean, it's really, it's an issue that the general population that everybody should become very concerned about in terms of exposure to that content. And what, you know, in my partnership with Bank of Ireland, because, you know, what can happen is that people who are most vulnerable, who cannot afford to lose money, are very often targeted, or who are desperate for funds are targeted. And we put together this campaign, really, I suppose, also to counter that sort of mis and disinformation on social media platforms in terms of link to scams. And our Bank of Ireland True Crime Stories, we actually feature different fraud themes highlighting actual fraud scams that have taken place. Of course, we anonymize details and change names. But the current one, I believe, that's in circulation at the moment, or we've just put out, is about people buying fake concert tickets online. Mm-hmm. And that's fueled by sort of fear of missing out. It's sold out. I need to get a ticket for this show. And they go to all sorts of different platforms.
So it might be resellers or whatever, but the point is that these may not be genuine resellers, because I think they encourage now the tickets, if you can't use them in some way because of a family emergency, whatever, you send them back to the original seller.
Absolutely.
That's what you're supposed to do. Some of the text coming in, a lot of scam websites will include a countdown clock for how much time you've left to get the great offer. The idea being that you're in a panic to get the discount, so you don't look closely or do your homework on the site. I got caught that way this summer, and I'm well used to shopping online for decades. So watch out, is the advice from this listener. Another one, my son gave me a very simple rule for online shopping. Never buy anything on a social media site. If you see something on social media that you like, search the name on your browser and find the correct link for the retailer. If they're a scam, they won't have the real website.
That's great advice. And it's also common sense. You know, the point is that fraudsters don't just hack technology. They hack human psychology. So this is social engineering. And what they do is they press sort of human drivers, you know, in terms of various, what we call heuristics, in terms of things that make you act in a certain way. For example, urgency as a heuristic, yeah. Scarcity, authority cues. This is your bank.
20 items left.
You know, you're
looking at something that is obviously manufactured in the millions, and you're told there's only 20 window cleaners left.
Absolutely. And that's designed to make you log on and just buy and not to think too quickly. And then what's really interesting on these sites, you get another phenomenon, which is a behavioral driver, which is cognitive overload. So if you ever go to purchase, it'll say buy two, get three, 6 months subscription, you get overload and you just click on something, please make it stop. And effectively, that also can be scamming into you buying a repeat purchase where every month the same product arrives in.
Yeah, or sometimes you click on something which you think you're buying once and it turns out it's a subscription and they're taking the stuff off you every single month. And you may not know it until you check your bank account.
Or until it arrives in the post.
Yeah. So what about buying stuff online? I mean, many people will use PayPal as a security device and it is convenient. What about, you know, giving your credit card details online?
I think you've got to be, you know, what we talk about is the trust paradox. So you have to be extremely careful where you use your credit card. And the trust paradox is that the only way that you can build trust online is to have zero trust, always verify. So if you cannot verify that this is a genuine retailer or a genuine item, then you should not use your credit card. And in terms of, you know, practical consumer advice, there's an expression, if you're hesitating, that's your intuition trying to save you. So pay attention to the small things. If you feel it's not quite right, then
even
stop.
Even though it's very attractive. This
very
is an
attractive.
Offer too good to turn down, but something's nagging at you.
Try and override those feelings. And, you know, make use of security features such as spend alerts, monitor your transactions, act quickly if something feels suspicious, and never share your full banking details with anyone, your online banking PIN, your passcode, or any one-time activation codes.
Now, some of the texts coming in, make the platform's publishers problem solved instantly. That's from David. That they have to take responsibility for everything they put up there.
I think that's a subject of some very big policy debates at the moment. And I think what we need is some consumer empowerment protocols whereby consumers have to demand more and say this is not acceptable.
There is a reluctance, certainly on the part of the big tech companies. They lobby against being made publishers because the potential costs for them are enormous. Now, they can do what they, you know, with algorithms, they can persecute you with a product that you're going to be bombarded with. So they can do certain things. Equally, I'm sure they could develop some sort of software that would detect the scammers.
I'm sure they could. And I think what will happen is legislation and policy changes over time will actually address that. But in the meantime, we have to defend ourselves. And the point is, there's nothing new about fraud. As you said, you know, back in the 60s, you have the door-to-door salesman, you had the royal prince scams. In fact, there's a very interesting phenomenon which first evolved in the 1920s in the US, and it was called sucker lists. Not a very nice expression, but it was a very valuable list of people who were likely to fall for scams. And these lists were traded among fraudsters. In fact, Ponzi, of the infamous Ponzi schemes, had these lists. In my most recent research with law enforcement and at a European level, what we've done is desktop research into diving into databases of sucker lists being made online. People who've fallen for investment scams.
And they will again. Is that the idea?
And that being handed over to the people who execute romance scams. And that being handed over to the people who recruit for money muling.
The lesson being, once a sucker, always a sucker.
I think once you make a mistake and you've been a victim of any form of fraud, be very careful because it's likely your details may have been circulated. What these cyber criminals call reload, retarget you. And the point is, because you've already lost money, you may be desperate to get that money back and try another scheme.
As some of the texts coming in, if I use PayPal and get scammed, do I get refunded? I presume you do. I mean, isn't that the whole idea of PayPal?
I can't speak to PayPal policies, but I'm sure they've got some protocols in place.
Online shopping using an incognito browser, if you go incognito on Google, for example, the idea being that it doesn't then persecute you with whatever you've been searching for. I'm not sure whether it helps you in the shopping.
It's not going to protect you from scammers. It may protect you from the search engine knowing what
you're doing. From the algorithm that will chase you down with the same product again and again and again. The digital age and the internet comes down to one thing, do it yourself and it's your own fault. That's from Mary. So there you are. Anyway, the message is stop, think, check. And that's the message from Dr. Mary Aiken, who's Professor of Cyber Psychology. And for more information, you can check out bankofireland.com/security-zone. Mary, thank you very much for joining us in studio.
Thank you, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.